our choir. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen again. How many of y'all got Jesus? Raise your hand. How many of y'all do Jesus got? Sometimes it's a one-way affair. I just want to know. Amen. Amen. As always, it's a pleasure to come before you. Do thank you and praise God. I just want to let you know on that song was burning in my heart. And to show you just how much the Lord had put us on one accord, I was on my way over here to ask them to sing that particular song. And when I got here, they was already working on it. Amen. I had to get, the Lord gave me confirmation in Sunday school this morning, because while I was at home, I went through several books of Bible. And he kept saying to me, Matthew. And I didn't want to preach Matthew. And he kept saying, Matthew. And I kept trying not to go to Matthew. So then when I got to church, I walked up and I opened the door and I came back and my Bible was in Matthew. Well, since he hired me, I guess I should have preached Matthew. And then if you notice, when Deacon Ware read the devotional scripture, she went to Matthew. So Matthew, I hope you hear. Because I wanted to say something else, but I was on assignment. I was trying to go the other way. I repent, but I just would have tore it up the other way. But in Nineveh I shall not go. So what book are we reading from this morning? Although I had Galatians. Amen, amen. Those of you that can and will, let us turn to our scripture, Matthew chapter 21. Let's stand as we make our proclamation. If you do not have a Bible, please stand and hold the Bible with your neighbor. They don't mind sharing. This is a loving church. We love everybody. Amen. Let us hold our Bibles high. This is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. As we're in Matthew chapter 21, we will read together verses 17 through 20. If you have it, say amen. If you don't, Bible study Wednesday night. Let us read. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he was hungered, and he saw a fig tree in the way. He came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. Think with me shortly from this theme. It takes more than good looks. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again, because I think we had some ugly people in the house. They didn't get that one. It takes more than good looks. I want you to look at somebody sitting next to you, around you somewhere, and smile at them. Ask them this question. What else do you have with your good looking self? Mm-hmm. Just for record, how many good looking people do we have in the house today? Raise your hand. You know Woods ain't stood up all year. Praise the Lord. In this passage of scripture, it is very, very comical, yet very nerve-wracking. Because we see in verses, just a few verses before, Jesus had, he was out, this is in the other gospel that we, he wouldn't let me preach, but he had made a whip to go into the temple because Jesus' indignation, righteous indignation, had gotten stirred up because he knew that the people that was in the temple were cheating and making fun and taking advantage of those less fortunate. So he sat outside and he made that whip. And if you look in some earlier verses, and it's right around, I guess right around verse 12, he went into the temple and he began throwing over the table and knocking over the chair. He said, this should be a house of prayer, but you have made my father's house a den of thieves. He was angry. And then not only that, after he cleaned out the temple, then he began to heal those who came to him that was blind and lame. He healed all of the people that was there. And after that, he left and he went to Bethany because he was tired. Somebody say he was tired. Somebody say he was tired. But guess what? On the next morning, in the first verse of our text, it said, when Jesus woke up the next morning, he was hungry. Do we have any people that work the night shift? Mm-hmm. So when you've worked all night long, when you get home, most of the time you are... we got a lot of folks work at night around here. All right, he was hungry. He had had a hard day's night. He had done a lot of work, and he was hungry. But let's look here. He said he was in the, he was hungry. Verse 19 says he saw a fig tree. Before I go to point number one, how many of us today are surrounded by needy and greedy people? Jesus had worked hard that night. When he woke up the next morning, he was hungry. And none of the disciples had anything to give him. We still got some of y'all hanging around now. The disciples looked good that morning. They were refreshed that morning. Jesus had done the work. And the disciples had nothing. Somebody say nothing. But they look good. Church, let me tell you. It is not God's fault if the people around you are draining you. None of us are Jesus. Jesus was able to feed his disciples. But if you are not Jesus, and I came to tell you, you ain't. Every now and then, you're hanging around friends that's needy, you need to get rid of them. Some of us get upset. God, you know I ain't got nothing but such and such, and I ain't got nothing but such and such. God knows what you have. But since you are not Jesus, let me give you a hint. Get you some new friends. Somebody say, help us, Lord. And see, some of us don't want to say, well, I thought it was the Christian thing to help. Can y'all catch y'all breath? Not the same people all the time. How many times do I tell you, some of our friends know our payday better than we know it. They've been sitting over your house waiting on the mailman. So when you go to the bank, they can ride you too. Hello? I know I ain't talking about nobody here. But if you know somebody I'm talking about, just wave your hand. Ah! So here it is. Here it is. Jesus had worked and his disciples are sitting around. He's hungry and they don't have anything. But they look good. Somebody say, look good. Somebody say, look good. Don't look to your left or your right. Because I don't want nobody looking at you the same way you want to look at them. All right? But let's look here. And he came to a fig tree. And the fig tree looked good. The fig tree. What did it do? Had all the leaves on. Had they nice Sunday clothes on. Had they nice suit on. Hair was all in place. Mascara wasn't going nowhere. They socks matched their shirt. Didn't have a grunt. They couldn't give a cripple crab a crutch. But they look good. What did the fig tree do? Catch our breath. When the children of God come together, we make sure we might not ever pick up a Bible. We may not ever bow our heads for prayer. Sometimes we don't even sing with the choir. We don't even rock from side to side because we might wrinkle our clothes and we don't want to get no wrinkle because we want to. Y'all sitting next to some good looking folks too, ain't you? And we wonder. Why did the Lord get upset with the fig tree? The fig tree had leaves like it was ready. The fig tree stood tall like it was ready. The fig tree looked inviting like it was ready. And the fig tree just looked good. It did not serve a purpose. It was window dressing for the earth. And it had nothing. Somebody say nothing. Somebody say nothing. It was looking good for nothing. How many times do we gather in the house of the Lord? When praises go up, we sit there. When music go up, we sit there. When prayer go up, we sit there. And then after church, we say, church wasn't nothing today, was it? Well, I came to tell you, if you would just step out sometime, mess your hair up sometime, wrinkle your shirt sometime, let your socks roll down sometime, if you would just jump sometime, if you would get ugly sometime, when they pull back your leaves, at least you would have a praise going on. Somebody say, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the fig tree stood there. Just look good. Just look good. I'm going to give y'all this for free. Let me tell you, every now and then, just because a man look good, don't mean he gonna be worth nothing. Just because a woman got a Coca-Cola by the figure, if she don't even know how to work a can opener, if she can't push buttons on a microwave, she ain't worth nothing. But we want to look good. The Lord is not looking for people to just come and look good in his house. The word said when praises go up, blessings come down. He don't care how you look when you praise him. He just wants some praises to go up. He don't care how you look when you call his name. But every now and then, you ought to raise your voice and say, Jesus, my lily of the valley. Jesus, my bright and morning star. Jesus, my wheel in the middle of the wheel. Every now and then. Some of y'all don't remember. But you think I sweat now? You just should have seen me when I was dancing for the devil. I sweat and I cut up. Went in the bathroom, freshen up so I can come back and sweat some more. And then the Lord saved me and sanctified me. I don't mind sweating for Jesus. I don't mind messing my hair up for Jesus. Because when I look back over my life and see what he brought me through, he deserves me to mess up my hair. Considering what God has done for me, I need to move my robe sometimes. Considering where he brought me from. Hallelujah. And if I don't look sophisticated to you, I don't care. But I need to tell somebody, when the Lord saved you out of a devil's hell, every now and then, you ought to quit worrying about looking good and look unto the hill from which cometh your help. Your help comes from God. Don't nothing look good in God's house when you can't raise your hand. Don't nobody look good in God's house when you can't say amen. Don't nobody look good in God's house when you can't rock and roll. Everybody that's been saved from the Lord, been saved for God, need to have a move in some kind of way. Somebody say, help us, Lord. Somebody say, help us, Lord. Jesus, have a seat if you can't, glory. Jesus. I can understand. If we had a television camera going and nobody wanted to be seen looking crazy. But let me tell you, if we had a TV up in here, I want them to see me praising God. If we had a TV camera up in here, I want y'all to see me get my praise on. I don't want to have just leaves. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, tell your neighbor, you're still looking good though. Jesus went to the fig tree and he found nothing. He went to the fig tree. Like, man, I sure, man, y'all ain't got nothing. You ain't got, as hungry as I, you ain't got a slice of bread or, yeah. What you here for? You ain't got nothing. Why you just sitting here? You ain't worth nothing. I know Jesus want to kick it out the way. Say, get out of here. You ain't doing nothing but taking up space with your good looking self. Look at your neighbor and say, you look good though, baby. And then Jesus went to the tree and he said, let no fruit ever grow on you again. And when he said that, he said it because he was tired of looking at phony things. He was tired of looking at people going through the motions. He was tired of things always needing and never giving anything back. And he said, no more. And when he said that, the disciples heard it. Some of us are sitting here today saying, I wonder, is Pastor talking about me? I wonder, our pastor needs to leave that alone because she's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Pastor needs to move on because that ain't going to make nobody shout. Pastor needs to stop right there because, see, I'm feeling kind of bad. If that belongs to you, good. I wanted to preach out of Galatians anyway. So then we get to 21, because the disciples looked at the tree and they found the tree had dried up. It certainly didn't look good anymore, because the blessings of Jesus had been taken and dried up. So I came to tell you today, church, if you don't want to be caught dried up, get some fruit with your leaves. If you don't want to be caught dried up, every now and then an arm ought to go up. Every now and then a thank you ought to come out. Every now and then you ought to look back over your life and say, glory. Every now and then. Every now and then with your good looking self. You ought to just take a chance and say, hallelujah. Every now and then, you ought to just stop, look around, make sure ain't nobody looking, and just say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because you brought me from a mighty long way. Tell your neighbor, I got to praise him now. But the disciples, I'm almost through, y'all. The disciples were amazed because they saw the fig tree and they heard Jesus. And Jesus said, don't be alarmed. You can do the same thing. Hallelujah. Which is my point number 3, because I skipped 2 already. Anybody in here got a mountain that needs to be moved? See, some of y'all scared. We want people to think we got it all together. It's not about you having it all together. Did we not say you ain't Jesus? So let me ask it again. If you have a mountain in your life that needs to be moved, I need you to stand to your feet. Put your hands together and praise God for honesty. Hallelujah. And according to the scripture, in Mark 11, it said, have faith in God. You can speak to this mountain and be thou cast into the sea, and the mountain has got to go. But let me tell you this. You cannot speak to a mountain and look good. You cannot speak to a mountain and don't mess something up. So I'm going to give you about 3 minutes. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to get as ugly as you can and tell your mountain to get out of my life. I got mountain moving faith. Hold, raise up. Tell the mountain in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak to your mountain. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you got the power. You got the power. You got the power. Speak to your mountain. Get ugly and speak to your mountain. Speak to your mouth. Hallelujah. 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 Did you tell it to leave? Did you tell it to go? We're going to say with one voice, in the name of Jesus. seated in his presence. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, he didn't keep that power for himself, but he gave it to us. Somebody here today, you're worried about how people are going to see you. Your relationship is between you and God. Somebody sitting right here now, you're wondering if people are going to call you crazy. That's between you and God. And baby, let me be the first to tell you, when you get desperate and you want God to move, you shouldn't care how somebody else is looking at you. Because I tell you right now, if you knew what God had brought me through, you would help praise God with me. If you knew the doors God had opened, you would say glory with me. If you knew the hell he brought me out of, you would say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't afford to look good. He's done too much. Can't afford to not mess up my hair. He's the reason it got fixed in the first place. Can't afford not to mess up my robe. It was God that made y'all get the robe in the first place. Can't accept just sitting here. But God's been too good. He's been too wonderful. He's been too awesome. And he said, you got the power. You got the power. He didn't keep it, but he gave it to you. Do you feel powerful yet? Do you feel powerful yet? How many of y'all expect your mountain to be gone? Like today. Like today. Like today. And you still look good. Because guess what? And you want to say, when did I get the power? Over 2,000 years ago. How did I get the power? When your Lord and my Savior allowed his enemies to lay him on the cross. You got the power when they nailed him to that cross. You got the power when they lifted him between heaven and earth. You got the power when they laid him in the grave all night Friday, all day Saturday, all Saturday night. But you got full power when on the third day morning he got up with all power in his hands. That's why you can speak to your mountain. No more. After the day, ain't no more. Let go of your needy people. You are not Jesus. God gave you enough to give, but it wasn't to the same person all the time. So don't get upset with him. And last but not least, use the power that God has given you. Quit trying to climb a mountain. Tell that sucker to leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because according to the word, verse 22 says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing. How many of y'all believe you got it now? How many of y'all believe it? Don't be raising your hand for me. How many of y'all believe it? Then according to the scripture, he said you shall receive it. He didn't say you might receive it. He didn't say you gonna receive it. He said you got it. Now I just need about 5 sanctified people to stand up and say, today is my day. 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 God set me free today. Set me free. Can you say today is my day? Don't do it for me. You got to do it for yourself. Today is my day. Today is my day. I'm set free today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. Let us all stand. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Today is your day. How many of y'all been set free today? You feel it, you know, deep down inside of you. You let it go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, when will you come this morning? You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will there be one today? To Matthew chapter 21. And I need two people. I need you to stand with somebody else because we're going to speak in each other's life today. Turn to Matthew chapter 21. Chapter 21. Stand with somebody. When you're going to read it out, they're going to read to you. You're going to read to them at the same time. We're going to speak into each other's lives today. All right, we've got some mountains in front of us, y'all. And this is no time for you to just run around here with your leaves. Okay, this is not leave time, okay? Reverend Irving, come over here with me, girl. You better speak in my life, I'm gonna beat you.
Yes, Lord.
All right, everybody got somebody? We're gonna read Matthew. All right, Sister Jemalita, you need somebody. I need one person, go with Sister Jemalita. Sister Jemalita? All right, I need two people, y'all, I'm not crazy. The scripture says, out of two or three mouths shall every word be established. Okay, two people, that means you're going to be reading together. All right, husbands and wives, come on, y'all, you got to be at the same household. Let's go. Let's go. No sister. All right, come on, husband and wife, get together. Get together. All right, blessings of the household. We all right? All right, we're going to read together. You're reading to them, they're reading to you. Everybody's reading. 1, 2, 3, we're reading 21, verses 21 and 22. Amen? Amen. Let's read. And Jesus answering and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and ye shall not only do this thing which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all these things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Tell them you're going to receive. You shall receive. You shall receive. You shall receive. You shall receive.